Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy Wednesday. I am trying something out new. So apparently we can stream live to Instagram. This is going to be very interesting. I was messing with it for a second here, so I might have to bounce back and forth just to see how the experience is going. I am all smiles, but I do want to say I am in a bittersweet mode. So I just want to say thank you to all of you who expressed your condolences to the loss of one of our dear friends, DeAndre Harris. Sadly, he passed on my birthday. And so I took some time off. So that's why I wasn't on air last week. I was in my space and time of grieving and mourning and making sense of what it meant for me. And so we're back. And I tell you, you've got to definitely check in and have such a greater appreciation and sense of your life, your purpose, making the best. He had a beautiful message he shared at his work prior to his passing. And it's one that resonates with me. So I wanted to first acknowledge him and acknowledge you all who've been sharing and expressing and praying for his family and friends. So thank you all. I also want to say, as we are entering in this holiday season as well, I think it was timely for me to share that message because it's not all happy holidays for everyone, especially it's a time for those who have lost a loved one during this time. They'll be remembering that, and it's a difficult time and space for some people. So let's be all sensitive, you know, let's be all sensitive. It doesn't mean that your joy's got to be killed, but definitely express some empathy if you can, and in consideration of those who may have lost someone during these holiday times. Yeah, because that's something that's always going to be with them. And certainly with me now that I've lost a friend during this time, specifically on my birthday. So it'll always be a remembrance for me. Okay, we are back. It's been a while. Like I said, I took some time because of what's been going on, but we've got a good topic today. This topic today is talking about unlocking ADU potential. There were a lot of things that have kind of hit the market that we didn't get a chance to talk about. And I want to be able to talk about it now. We were talking about commission lawsuits back when, and now because storm has calmed somewhat, now that the industry can make sense of it. I mean, we've got new contracts and new forms and new scripts, and this is how you deal with it. This is how you should have been dealing with it. For some, it may have been this new conversation they were having with their buyer clients now. And for some, it's not new. I know certainly we've definitely had our clients be accustomed to hiring us. And now that conversation means that hiring comes with a fee and what that looks like. I think it's good because, again, be reminded, this is something novel for the United States, not so much for countries like Australia and the UK. They don't have buyer's agency. They don't have buyer's agency. That's just something we do here. If you're new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Press one down below in the chat. Let me know you're here. Press two. Let me know you shared it. And welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate. If you're new to me, we are what? We're on episode 233. We've been going 5 years strong. Where have you been? It's all good. We welcome newcomers. Dap is in the building. Dab says, I'm here. Thank you. And it's okay. It's okay for a newcomer. For those of you who are new to me, I'm Lisa Gillette, also known as Super Agent, formerly Lisa Puerto. You've been following me way back when, as a married woman now. So I do carry, use my married name, but still go by my trade name, my trademark, Super Agent. I'm broker, owner of Venio Estates, a boutique firm, real estate firm here in Southern California. Specialize our areas, probate and trust. I enjoy working with those families and the successors and the heirs and the attorneys and the accountants and everyone who is part of, becomes really part of an intricate process of dealing with the oftentimes transfer or liquidation or assignment of the real property involved in that estate. We're oftentimes brought on as part of the trust administration. The attorney handles trust administration. And let me just pause here. It's been a wonderful thing that, you know, people have increased this conversation of, hold on, let me take this down real quick because I'm going to get in my side moment here. It's a wonderful thing that people have increased the dialogue of putting your property in a trust. So everyone ran out and put their property in a trust. You've also have to be mindful that with putting your property in a trust comes this thing called trust administration. Okay, do your research. Drop that in the comment below here. Let me, you know, because this is class. We're learning. So I want you to do your due diligence on trust administration for those of you who've run out and gotten your trust done. Shout out to those of you who are streaming and tuning in on LA Super Agent, our YouTube channel. We're at LA Super Agent on all our streaming platforms. Shout out to those of you who are on ERGJ Enterprises, the Black Billionaires Club, doing great things, more things to come. And of course, our Ready Set Real Estate Facebook watch page along with Lisa Gillette. Okay. We're also on Twitter too and all that. And again, Instagram. Let me see what's happening because I started the Instagram thing and I don't know if it's still going on. Like, is it still live? I don't know. I guess I lost it. But nothing I can do about that now. Oh, no, it looks like it's still on. Okay, that works for me. Woohoo, it's still working. Okay. So I wanted to give you that blurb. Trust administration, do your research, do your homework, okay? You've all gone on, run out to get your trust administration, and that's great. However, I mean, get your trust, but there's next steps when the person passes away and that trust now becomes an irrevocable instrument. That is if you set up a revocable living trust. That was on top of my mind because I shared, you know, what I do and the nature of the business. But of course, that segues me into our disclaimer, my lovely disclaimer here that the information provided on this show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek legal and tax advice from those reputable, licensed professionals about your situation. Okay, that's always key. Go consult the professionals. Go hire a professional to help you take care of your business. All right. Let's get into, so before we continue into today's topic, let's come back after a commercial break. Shout out to our sponsors who are always doing amazing things. We'll be right back after this sponsor break.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
All right. Shout out to our show sponsor, Omnis Property Solutions. And if you are interested in being a show sponsor on Ready, Set, Real Estate, we've been going strong. We've got quite an audience all over the world. We definitely have a concentrated audience here in California because that's where I'm based. And if you feel like you've got something of value to bring to the show, whether it's a product, knowledge, or experience, feel free to DM me, reach out. I've got my contact here. Let me do this real quick. Let me highlight my contact here. So it's right down here, right? This one right here. So at LA Super Agent, and you can text me direct and say, "Hey, Lisa, saw you on the show. I love what you're doing," right? I want you to say that. Love what you're doing. And send me a message. 323-488-3265. Remember, this show streams on radio podcasts everywhere. We actually hit, we were what, top 20% podcasts. I think we created 95% more content than anyone who is doing podcasting. That's called commitment and consistency, because I love what I do. I love what I do. It just makes it easier. Okay. With that being said, let's talk about unlocking this ADU potential. So some of you who may not be in our hometown of California may not be familiar with this verbiage of ADU. So right here, drop in the comments, you know, we'll do classroom style today. I've got a nice little slide presentation for you. So take your notes, you know, wherever you can. Phones have gotten so much fancier. I mean, look at this. I'm streaming on Instagram. This is fancy. You're watching a stream on Instagram. Real fancy. So ADU vocab is accessory dwelling unit. Boom. That's what it stands for. So we're talking about accessory dwelling units. Now, here's what's interesting. I recall having a rough time selling a converted garage. And that's what it is. It's a converted garage, so one is converted garage, or it might be an entirely new structure on the property that is about, I want to say, don't quote me on this because I know the specifics. There's so many percentages in my head right now about different things. So don't quote me on specifics, but the ADU itself, the accessory dwelling unit, it cannot be an X percentage larger. I used to be so sharp at this, but now some of you know I'm in law school, so now I'm learning other stuff. Right now, it's constitutional law, civil procedures, evidence, and professional responsibility. I'm taking 4 classes right now, in addition to being a working real estate broker, professional, mom, wife, daughter, granddaughter. You know, you get it, right? Student. All that stuff. Okay. So the percentage of, in terms of square footage of the accessory dwelling unit, cannot necessarily be larger than the main property, the primary home. You've been hearing about a lot of laws changing in various cities across the state when it came to people using ADUs for Airbnb. They were using this as rental income and, you know, house hacking and just rent out your ADU and on Airbnb, which went counter to the whole movement of states and cities approving accessory dwelling units, because the answer to homelessness, California leading our nation in homelessness, has been ADUs, using whatever space we have on our property, whatever space. And so, and this is why I said, and I have said, and I'll say it again, those of you who still have a backyard with no garage conversion, you will be considered prime real estate in the next 10 to 15 years. I mean, shoot, maybe even 5 to 7. Because everyone has jumped on this ADU bandwagon. There have been some great ADU contractors, vendors, consultants, and there have been some really bad ones. Unfortunately, it's been the new kid on the block in terms of real estate development and innovation in these last couple years that we've got to take the good with the bad right now. And so I've seen some really garbage. And check out our show on ADU, when I talked about ADU, I feel like it was earlier this year. It may have been last year. Just go through our YouTube page, our archive page, and search for ADU accessory dwelling unit. We had been talking about ADUs early on. We had brought on some consultants who were talking about ADUs. So we have continued along the trend in conversations and what's the latest and greatest about ADUs. I'm happy to say now we're able to make financial sense of it, because as a new kid on the block, I mean, the cost of construction was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Had to, you know, the people were financing this thing in ways that just didn't make financial sense. You've got to look at this as a business investment. This is a business decision. So get with the team that can help you make it sense, right? If it makes sense, it makes dollars is what I like to say. Makes sense, makes dollars. And I'll go back to my story. As you know, I love my anecdotes. I shared, we had a property and since then have had many properties that we've sold with our investor clients, our contractor clients who have done garage conversions. And in that time of its early onset of, you know, being the newest kid on the block and this new ordinances and regulations and compliance, the finance industry did not know how to put a valuation on this. But guess what? You'll all be happy to know, my real estate colleagues out here, my investor colleagues and contractor colleagues and home buyers, you'll be happy to know we now have a formula for it. In fact, it was announced by HUD October 16th, 2023. Yes, it's been some time, but we were talking about other things. And the good news is, right, what caught most of our attention while that happened to be good news was the commission lawsuits, right? NAR, REMAX, Keller Williams, Berkshire, now Compass, EXP Holdings. I mean, all the big companies, all the big names. In fact, we now have copycat lawsuits that have now hit the West Coast. In fact, now have hit California. So it's made its way down from the South, East Coast to now West Coast. And I, given the fact that our contracts, I've been in different forms and conversations with brokers, you know, Department of Real Estate, the association here, California Association of Realtors, our contracts and our verbiage actually has a lot of transparency, which is very interesting because a lot of the other states that were in or named in those lawsuits did not. And so it's just key that if you are operating from your truth, you're being honest, you operate from integrity, there's there's a moral compass in there where you're being transparent with how you get paid, the quality of your services, what people are getting, you should have nothing to worry about. And that's the truth. So here we have that with FHA insured loans, October 16, they announced that the rental income can now be counted to qualify for the home purchase. This is fantastic news. Fantastic news. I recall having a very tumultuous transaction because the lender could not make sense of what the heck an ADU was. What is an ADU? What do you mean you're renting the garage? What do you mean someone is going to be living in the garage? The lenders who are the person funding the deal, they have the power to put down the rules, right? What their overlay guidelines are. And fortunately, fast forward, I mean, wow, that's been 3 years in the making. This has been like 3 years in the making. This is good news. And finally, HUD has relaxed their guidelines and says, I think, here's my thought. I think they realize they're leaving a lot of money on the table because they were not underwriting and funding. And this is HUD, FHA insured loans. We're not funding these ADUs. And they realize they were leaving a lot of money on the table by you know, creating all these guidelines. It needs to have a separate meter. It needs to be this much square footage. It needs to be this, that, and a third. And now none of that, now we don't have to sweat that. It's like, we can use the rental income. And we now can help that homeowner qualify for a property which may serve to support an extended family, because this is what we've been talking about, the X, the Generation X, the millennial generation. We've got the Generation Y and the Generation Z. We now have communal living because of the cost of living has gone up so much. We now have a generation has delayed getting married, delayed having children. We have a generation rethinking going to college, which means they're staying at home and exploring, you know, starting their own business. What is my passion? What the heck does passion mean? We have a generation that is just rethinking it and taking it slower. And they're doing that for a couple of reasons. All they've had to do is watch their predecessors. They either don't want to do it like their parents and grandparents and are choosing not to subject themselves to that. There's still a lot of hurt and pain that have also come from a generation that watched their parents lose their home during the financial housing crisis, that have just decided, not for me. I recall spending years, right? A good bulk of my time consulting and doing a lot of healing. My consultations post-housing crisis felt like there were more sessions of therapy and healing because people were dealing with the loss of their home. And now it was, who do I trust? Can I trust? Where do I begin to trust? Very interesting times. So now this creates a new opportunity for us. So let's talk about the formula in a bit. And of course, I'm not a lender. Do seek your reputable, again, the disclaimer applies. Do consult with a reputable lender, mortgage professional who can break all this down for you as it fits your financial situation. What we know so far, so of course, if you're on the sales side as the agent in the transaction, it's always good to know how to finance your property. Most people are not walking in with cash, especially given if you're in California and the median price of a home is $822,000. In fact, it has gone up since last year. It was $725,000. Now it's $822,000. We've learned that the FHA increased their borrowing limits. We're like up in the millions now for areas like LA, high cost areas like LA. And that just tells me when I see that HUD and FHA and the VA and all these government-sponsored enterprises increase their lending limits, that tells me the future of real estate is going to continue to rise. They're not lowering their borrowing limits. They're increasing the borrowing limits. So they're making more money available to accommodate the cost of housing. That's the reality. The good news is here, take note, if the property has it already, this is for existing ADUs, a garage that's already been converted. This is good news for you. They will allow 75% of the rental income from that ADU. What that does for you as a borrower, someone who's purchasing a property with a garage that's been converted, that boosts your qualifying power, what we call your purchasing power. That boosts your qualifying numbers or purchasing power up, because now you can factor in 75% of that rental income from that ADU. I would imagine, again, consult with your lender professional, and I definitely need to get with our team as well to discuss the nuances of this, because I would imagine the same would apply in terms of 75% of that rental income. What that means for you is if you are collecting market rents, and this is key here, this is key. If you are an owner who decides to sell your property and you've got an ADU and you've got a family member or someone paying $300, $500, don't get upset at me. that doesn't convert into value. Why? Because now you've put a price on it. This is why we notice when properties are vacant and an ADU is vacant, it's an existing ADU and it's vacant, they sell like hotcakes. Why? Because that means the borrower, the purchaser, can now command current market rents. Put that in the chat below. Current market rents. Are you still with me here? You following? This is the sweet spot right now. This is the sweet spot. Don't get upset if you are owning a property and you have not been keeping up with rents. And then you sell, it's time to sell. Don't be upset because it is a lost opportunity. I know some of you have been really gracious, real gracious about it. But then that translates into a loss if you are a bit too gracious, too forgiving, and not keeping up with the market. I recall consulting a client who had a duplex, and she said, my tenants are paying $1,300 for a two-bedroom. And she realized that two bedrooms were going for about $2,100, $2,200. And she's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Yeah, that's why it doesn't help to bring a real estate consultant, broker, agent as part of your team. We talk about your top five, right? Who is your top five? I'll say it again if you're new to the show. Who are your top five? That means you should have your PCP or holistic doctor, your insurance advisor, your tax advisor, your legal advisor, and your real estate advisor. When I say your PCP or holistic doctor, that's your, you know, that's your team for your mental health, for your physical health. Dental care is important. I'm a stickler for dental care. Your teeth are like everything, right? I've been having this conversation with the kiddos about, you know, how things get into your bloodstream immediately from your gums, from your mouth. So dental care is important. Go figure, you're on a real estate show and you're hearing about dental care. But that's because it's part of your top five. That's your mind, body, spirit. Those people collectively are your team that supports the well-being of your mind, body, and spirit. Your health is your wealth, and that translates inversely, right? Either direction. Especially when you're talking about eating healthy and being physically active. This always fascinates me when I go to the grocery stores and I look at the price of, like, cereal as a prime example. The sugary stuff has gotten cheaper. It costs less than the more healthier protein fiber cereals. Good stuff. Paid $6.99 for a box of cereal versus, you know, $4.99 for Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, or in some of the other brands. Fascinates me. Really interesting times we're in. All right, so that's the blurb for the existing ADU garage that's already converted. You get 75% of the rental income from that ADU. Now let's go over to new ADUs. This is a new conversion, new construction. Here's what I think is fascinating about this. I mean, you've got to be excited about this stuff. I know I am. I'm excited. I was mind blown when I was reading this. You can use the 203K rehab loan. See, when a property is not, especially when you're doing resale, a lot of these properties have not been maintained. There's some deferred maintenance. You're going to need some work. you know, maybe new roof here, some drywall here, different things. You can include a garage conversion, building a garage in the rehab loan of a 203K loan. Hello, this beats getting you a private loan or some or a home equity line, because you get the same great interest rate on that rehab loan. And the rehab loan is based on the ARV, the after repair value of that property, inclusive of the newly built ADU. So not only are you building this in a 203K rehab loan, but they will allow you to use 50% of the rental income from the new ADU to qualify for the rehab loan. So you get 50% of that is coming back to pay for itself. Oh, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. I like what's happening here. And it's about time, because it had to make financial sense. Because we're ADUs are here to stay. We established that already. And so again, the finance industry has had to get hip with what has been happening in the real estate world. There's been a change with the demand for ADU. More folks are looking for this opportunity. By allowing ADUs to now be financed and insured by FHA mortgages, it enhances the pool of borrowers using FHA, right? Because FHA has some very forgiving underwriting guidelines in terms of your FICO score, your down payment, and your debt to income ratio. You don't get that with conventional loans. FHA, yes, is the more expensive product, but it is because it has more relaxed guidelines and eligibility criteria. And this is even that more important right now, that we can finance ADUs with FHAs. Why? Because the going interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 7.21% on a good day. It'll change tomorrow. It may change this afternoon. It's changing right now. This is a new norm. So people are looking to offset the cost of the mortgage because rates are high. And let me say to those of you who feel like no one's purchasing, we've just closed a couple of deals right before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, and we'll be closing before Christmas and after Christmas leading up to New Year's. What am I saying? What does that mean? People are still buying real estate regardless of what the interest rates are doing. People are still purchasing, selling, and buying real estate regardless of what today's rates are doing. It's all relative. Now that you can finance an ADU, what does that mean? That means an extended family, or mothers and daughters, fathers and children, siblings now can pool their resources together. And they're like, hey, we can just convert the garage and build a new ADU. You guys can stay back there. We'll stay up front here. Or however you want to, you know, convert the garage, whatever makes sense. Because you can do the ADU and junior ADUs. I mean, these properties are now allowing for up to like three little cubbies here, three units on a property. And California, thanks to Governor Newsom, signed away zoning restrictions, meaning if your property is zoned for residential one, meaning you can only have up to one unit, one residential property on that lot, that no longer applies. No longer applies. Now what they're looking at are setback codes or setback requirements, compliance with fire the firefighter codes, and they look at the ratio of the construction and conversion of the garage in relation to the main residence. That's what they're looking at. And also parking, because density, of course, when you add more housing, you create more housing, you've got more people. So parking definitely is something that you've got to consider with that. So I think we're headed in a very good direction here. And it will now allow us to finance these properties a lot more easier, inclusive of FHA borrowers, so that they too can jump into the party. But guess what happens? I imagine that's just only going to increase pricing, because now we'll have more borrowers who are eligible to use FHA financing to purchase ADUs, which means prices will go up. See how that works? Take that class in econ, supply and demand. You'll learn a lot. It'll be very telling. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up. This has been fun. If you streamed on Instagram, caught us on the live, please let me know what this experience is like, because I don't think I'll be able to capture the video once my stream ends. I won't be able to kind of look at a replay. So do let me know if we're going to continue the IG stream. I'm telling you, when you ask, it's granted. I remember saying, I want to stream on Instagram without having to do multiple cameras. And now we're doing it. Look at, with the advent of technology, all that has happened and changed, and we've been growing with it. And I thank you for your continued love and support. And we'll see you next week. We're almost to the end of the 2023 year. I think, do we have one more show in? Let's look at it here. We've got one more show on the 27th before we wrap it up. And we'll see you in 2024 real soon. Make sure you're still writing down those codes, all right? If you want to send comments, feedback, question, you'd like to be a guest, you'd like to support what we're doing, send an email to lisa@lasuperagent.com. lisa@lasuperagent.com. I appreciate you again. We'll see you next time, and have a productive and powerful week. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate Podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent everywhere on your favorite podcast platform.